Do you ever wonder about the people, all the people it takes to put on an Olympics? It's pretty astounding. And I got a chance to speak with two of those people that have been working in the Olympics since Atlanta in 1996. And they also fell in love in Atlanta. And this is their story of Olympics and love and moving to Park City and finding a wonderful place to land and raise their three boys. And I just love it because, you know, the Olympics are all about the athletes, of course, but those athletes aren't up there without the people behind the scenes. Let's listen to Angie and Jim Brown's story of love and Olympic glory.
I am Angie Brown. We have been here in Park City since 2000.
That's 26 years, if I do math correctly.
Exactly.
And how about you, sir?
My name is Jim Brown, Angie Brown's husband, and we both moved from the Olympic Games in Sydney to be here in Park City at the end of 2000.
Did you come here for the Olympics?
Yes.
What was your role in the Olympics?
I was in the venue management department or division, or we oversaw the preparation and getting the venues ready for the competition in particular.
Okay, and what about
and
you?
I worked for the IOC in the marketing department, but we had met in the Atlanta Games.
So, oh my gosh, Atlanta, that was in 1996. If you're going to tell the story, like you met someone in a bar, right? And you're like, how did you guys meet? How would the story go? Maybe you've had a drink or not, I don't know.
Well, we can start with, you arrived in Atlanta before I did.
I got there first, and we were both in the venue management department at that time, and there was this big group of superstars that came off the 1994 World Cup, and so they all kind of walked into the office together, and he was part of that group.
We got to know each other really well. There was test events, which was part of the preparation for the 96 Olympics, and one of them was Angie's venue. Our boss asked if I could go to Ocoee, Tennessee to help Angie deliver her test event.
That's a place in the state? Okay.
Which is where the canoe whitewater events were happening.
Oh. Right. So I was the venue manager of the canoe kayak whitewater venue, which was in Ocoee, Tennessee, about an hour and a half, 2 hours. Atlanta.
Okay.
Jimmy Brown, you failed to say that you were in charge of the baseball stadium in Atlanta, which was the biggest, well, next to Olympic Stadium, but had the most sessions, the most complex, the most intense. And as we argue over the last 25 years, I kind of had the littlest event, 3 days. I was finished, got to go around to all the events afterwards and have fun while he was still being incredibly sucked, drained by his sport. So.
Right.
Exactly.
And you were at the baseball stadium.
I was the venue manager for the baseball stadium, which was right next to Olympic Stadium. So we had bits and pieces of the opening ceremony and the closing ceremony, whereas Angie rolled in from Ocoee with a nice suntan and said, let's go watch some events.
It was his incredible, solid, steady demeanor that I was like, I just felt better around him. So that was like, I would just say that's the spark that was. And I guess that's also our yin and yang, because I'm not a steady flow. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of emotions and I've got a lot of volume, where Jimmy Brown is just...
Now, do you always call him Jimmy Brown? Is that like a thing?
No, it's
her nervous.
It's my nervous, yeah.
Oh.
Jim Brown, best in town.
Yep. But Jim Brown, best in town. Yeah. So what do you do when you're not managing these massive venues? I mean, when you say you're a venue manager, I kind of think I understand what that means, but...
Basically having someone responsible for the venue, and that includes the planning, the building, the construction, the design, and all of those phases. And we're kind of trained to be the neutral balance. Basically, the extension of our ultimate boss would have been the COO or the CEO of the various Olympics. And we balance what the sport department needs to deliver the sport. We balance that with what the press want to do, and ultimately be our almost arbiters in a consistent way to do it all equally amongst all of the venues across the games. In the summer games, that's a lot of venues.
How long are you there when you're working the Olympics?
Well, we have lived in Atlanta, and that's where we met, and we were each there for a year and a half to 2.5 years for each of us. But then we both went to Sydney, where he was there for 3 years, and I got there 2 years out. And then we both came here, which was 2 years out, I guess. So there was a lot of what we called event gypsies. Mm-hmm. So that, and there's a lot of them in this town. I don't know whether they work the Arts Festival or the UOP or what have you. There's just a lot of event gypsies mm-hmm. that have settled here in Park City. Mm. We were all young and fun and single and what have you, and then we all started getting married and having kids, and Park City became the most natural place for everybody to land, and that's where we did.
Do you work for the Olympics when you're not there, or is that something that you do outside of the Olympics?
Well,
or
currently, I'm working for an agency that's the official hospitality provider for the LA 28 Olympics.
Okay.
So, yes, I am working there. Now, Jim has
And I have I'm also a consultant, LA 28, but we both have a lot of knowledge in our heads. Experience is very useful, I think, to future hosts. So it's been great.
So you said you're the woo and he's the calm. Tell me how that dynamic works between the two of you.
To the point
this
of,
is Valentine's
yes,
Day, after
exactly,
all.
Yes, exactly. I was going to say.
As she described me when we were in Ocoee working on the test event, you know, there certainly was an element to me going, this is going to be a lot of fun to help out this Angie, because A, she felt, I could feel that she appreciated the help. And it's always great to be appreciated. And I also said, well, this is going to be a fun experience because she has so much energy, so much positivity, and it was just a lot of fun.
You know, I was thinking actually on the drive-in as we were snarking at something, and then it rolls over into laughter because we laugh a lot.
Okay.
And while there's a lot going on, whether it's in, you know, the petri dish of the Olympics and the crazy madness of what that's going on, we're trying to get three young men out the door in the morning for school and then skiing, and then like it's just the same kind of madness, but if you can approach it with having a partner and laughter, which we do mm-hmm. every day,
so important.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that maybe we were baptized by the Olympics in our relationship, and that kind of carried us through.
Right. We have three sons.
Okay. Benny is our eldest. He's a junior at Dartmouth, and he's on the ski team there.
Amazing.
Shout out to Park City Ski and Snowboard there.
Yeah.
And then he's got two little brothers who are twins. And let me also say that Benny graduated from the winter school here in Park City. And then the twins, one is at Park City High School, and one is at Roland Hall. One skis, and one is an orchestra player in the theater.
Plus, they're nice kids, and I think Park City has done a great job in that area, too.
Are you ready for empty nesting? How's that feeling?
Oh, girl, we just got to get there.
I mean,
from your lips to God's ears.
Exactly.
That's what we're working on right now. Exactly.
But the idea is to probably always have something here that's ours and we can always come back to. And I think with our older son, Benny, coming back, I think there is a nice feeling when you come back to your old home and your old friends and all that kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. I think we'd always have some roots here. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen next. So
The boys are all very proud of being from Park City.
I know.
That will always be here and in our hearts.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, do you guys celebrate Valentine's Day together? What's your anniversary? What's your wedding date?
May 25th.
Okay.
We got married up at Empire Lodge up in Deer Valley. When it was the only thing that was there except for the lifts.
Uh-huh.
And now there's a few things being built up there.
Just a couple.
Yeah, exactly. Just a couple.
Exactly.
Valentine's Day weekend is a whirlwind for us because the twins' birthday is February 13th.
And the twins were born in our own opening ceremony the same day as the Vancouver opening ceremony.
Oh, really?
In 2010. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
So we had our own fireworks going on in Zurich, and there was a lot going on in Vancouver as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that where they were born? In
Zurich.
In Zurich.
Switzerland. Then Valentine's Day, which always falls around the Sweetheart Gala at the high school, which is also, there's always a race for the boys. So it's madness at our house.
Yeah.
So
it's just love all the time.
There's just
love 365 days a year. I know.
There's a chocolate heart on the counter.
Well, it's been lovely talking to you guys. Is there anything else you want to say about
I said just thanks for being my Valentine.
You're welcome.
I love it. You guys are adorable. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.